Lee Roberts with filler manager Joe Hunt. Joe, do you feel that as a point game or two dropped?
I think we probably should have won it. But, I mean, Reading had some good chances when our keeper was outstanding. But I thought we were the dominant team in the game. And I think they got their chances because we were committing players forward and they kept hitting us on the break, which we knew they would. But I think that's one of our best performances. It's just frustrating because we do that against the best team in the division and we lost to a team that's struggling down the bottom.
What was your view on the game overall? It was very stop-start, wasn't it? I just said to one of your players, there were over 20 fouls. It was quite hard to get going at times, wasn't it?
I think it's always going to be. Every time we've played each other, it's competitive. I mean, there's obviously yellow cards. There's been a couple of red cards last season in both games. I think that's an actual. I think we're a good team. They're a very good team. And when two teams play, no inches given. People put tackles in. And I thought it was a good game, to be fair. I like it when it's like that.
What was your view of the refereeing performance today?
I don't think you want to get involved. I mean, I think you just got to, you know, laugh because it was for both teams. I mean, they were getting very annoyed. I got annoyed at times. The players were getting annoyed. I just think we just leave it, really, and just concentrate on the good football that was played.
People looking at the game will feel that you got the biggest decision of all, the penalty from your view on the bench. Was it a penalty?
Dead cert penalty. She's nicked it. They've clipped her. It's a definite penalty. I know they're moaning about the other one, but it was a foul on Hannah. The ref actually, you see, he's given that decision before we handball it, and we did handball it, but the foul was given before.
And the disallowed goal on 6 minutes as well. It was a really cracking game tonight, wasn't it?
I don't know what it was disallowed for, to be honest. I think he was saying pushing, but there was a lot of bodies in there. It looked a good goal.
How much was your heart in the mouth when they hit the bar, of course?
It was, yeah. But again, we were on the front foot today. We committed a lot of players forward. We tried to do things well. They're always going to have chances on the break.
Still fourth in the league, of course. Do you feel that your side have the quality and ambition to get out of the division this season?
We need to look after ourselves. If we look after ourselves and we put points on the board, you never know. But we'd have to be reliant on Reading dropping more points. Donny, Yeovil, even though we've got to play Reading again, we've got to play Yeovil twice. Potentially, there could be, but I think losing to Watford, losing to London Bees hasn't helped our cause. Dropping 2 points into Oxford when you're 2-0 up hasn't helped us.
Coming into the game on Wednesday now against Birmingham, I just spoke to the goal scorer today, Miss Wilkinson. She was looking forward to the game, of course. There's a few players that have played for both clubs. What does it mean to the City of Birmingham having a second City derby on Wednesday in the Continental Cup?
It's getting bigger and bigger, the ladies' game. I mean, last season when we played them, there was over 600 there. It was a great crowd. It was a good game. To be fair to Blues, they're one hell of a team. I know they're struggling this season, but the likes of Karen Carney, Jade Moore, Potter, they've got some outstanding players in there, and it'll be a good game for us. But our oldest player in our squad is 24. It's a real, real young squad, and they're learning all the time. It's just we need to add consistency to what we do.
And your keeper's obviously pulled off a few saves today, crucial saves. Talk to me about your number one there.
She's been outstanding, and she wasn't the number one to start with. Caitlin was the number one, but Caitlin got injured away with England, and then she obviously did a rehab, got called back into England, went away with England, so we lost Caitlin for a long time. Jess has come in, she's played minutes, she's looked very, very good, and she probably has done her job today in terms of keeping us in the game, but that's what she's here for, that's what she should make saves.
Congratulations on the tour. Good luck against the Blues, and we'll speak to you again soon, Joe. Thank you very much.
Nice one. Thank you.